Hello, this is Derek, and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about my personal project, which is about making healthy cookies for people who would like to eat healthy. I have three guests, and they're going to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Christian.
Hello, my name is Truly.
Hello, my name is Michelle.
Okay, do any of y'all have a question for me?
What kind of cookies are you gonna make, Derek?
I'm gonna make three types of cookies that are all healthy. I'm gonna make a peanut butter cookie. I'm gonna make, an oatmeal cookie. And the last one I'm gonna make is a raspberry cookie.
How many cookies are you gonna make? Are you gonna put it in a bag? How many are you going to make?
I'm going to make a dozen of each type of cookie, and I would just put it on a plate, three separate plates for every type.
What inspired you to make healthy cookies?
Well, I looked at, like, what are the most popular snacks in the world, and a lot of people like to eat cookies. And so I had an idea, why not just make healthy cookies that actually taste good so people could eat them. And now that we're done with the questions, I'm going to end off this segment. All right, this is our second segment after we had the special guest ask a couple questions. Now I'm going to move into, like, how I made these cookies and how I found out. So the way I found out, I was just researching a bunch of websites, like how to make healthy cookies, what are better options, substitutions. And after finding, like, a lot of websites that have recipes and are from other people, I collected data and, what's it called? I wrote it in my journal so that I could keep track of, like, what's healthy and what's not. When I made the oatmeal cookies, I had to substitute the flour with whole wheat flour. And substituting that actually made a drastic difference within calories. I also substituted sugar with pure coconut sugar, which is healthier. Another thing I used is oats, so it can help you keep you energized. When I made the peanut butter cookies, since it used just three ingredients, it was healthier because the peanut butter had everything in it, and there wasn't no need for, like, put more ingredients so that it like ruins it and makes it unhealthy. I also use dark chocolate peanut butter so it can have better flavor but still be healthy. Now for this segment, I'm gonna talk about how I made my actual personal project. So it started off with me doing it late as usual because I'm dumb like that. And so I needed help, and I asked my sister to help me, and since she already did it before, she had tips, and she gave me the advice to make a brochure, and she helped me organize all the information so it looks neat. And I baked everything in one night, and it was actually pretty easy. It was very simple and fast. After I baked it, I put it in a container. And I'm actually doing this podcast, like, right after my project because I'm just dumb like that, and I never do my work, and I'm very sorry for that. Whenever I presented my actual project, I was very nervous, and it felt so warm. My armpits were sweating, and I was so nervous about getting a bad grade or voice cracking. Whenever I presented or when I finished, I passed out the cookies, and I got a lot of positive feedback from different people saying that the cookie was good, and they tasted well, even if they didn't expect it to taste well. I got some, like, grow feedback where it's like I put too much chocolate or the peanut butters were a little dry and not chewy. But that was because, like, I baked it, like, the night before. But if I would have baked it, like, in the morning, it would have probably been more chewier. And, yeah, that's this segment. In this segment, I'm just going to talk about why I like doing this project. This project taught me a lot of things. It taught me, like, to be open around about the world. Like, I never knew that you can make varieties of different healthy cookies that are healthy for you, but still taste good. It also taught me that never do a project last minute, and because I could have planned this out so much better, and I could have had a better presentation, I could have printed my brochure and actually passed it out. I could have done so many things better. I like this project because there were so many topics that you could pick, and from those topics, I just picked something that would be cooking because I like cooking. I liked other projects, like Omar's was really good. He made an airplane that could actually fly. I would never do that because I'm just dumb and I would probably mess it up and it'll probably crash. I also like this project because it taught you, what's it called? Oh my god, I was gonna say it. It taught you how to create things. Like, for example, like Omar, like, he had to research, he had to buy his things and then create it. I had to research too, I had to buy things and I like to create. And I also like that, what's it called? I like the teacher, like Mr. Levine, like helping us through all of this, because without him, I wouldn't have understood the project and I would have got like a bad grade. What's it called? Even though I didn't do my work like I planned, like week by week, I like thank him for him being a teacher and helping everyone, even if it's not me, and him being so nice, even though I was like really delayed. And I really wanted to finish this project so that I wouldn't be like that 1% that holds the 100%, 99 all turned in. And also, the one thing I didn't like about this project is, what's it called? Actually, I can't even think of anything. That's how much I liked it. I learned that never do this, like, last minute. Whenever I grow up, I'm just gonna tell my brother to always do it, like, 5 months before, or whenever he's, like, Mr. Levine starts you, if Mr. Levine is still here when my brother, or if my brother makes it to 10th. I'm not sure if he will. And that's it for this segment. Now I'm just going to wrap it up. This has been my podcast, and the podcast was actually pretty interesting doing. I wish I could have, like, finished it. It would have been so much better. But I really enjoy this class and how much Mr. Levine cares for all of us. And even though I might get a zero, actually. You know, whatever, I'm still going to turn it in. That's it for my podcast, and next episode, if I even make an episode, should I? I don't even know if I should. Should I continue? I'm not sure. But that's it.